Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Keltner moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Keltner scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball towards right. Harris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Harris. Boudreau moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock takes first base on ball four. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. White drops the ball. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The ball gets by Higgin. He chases the ball to the backstop. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is hit by the pitch. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a line drive into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac misplays the ball. That's an error on Mac. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mac fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Heegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Heegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parsons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Weatherly. The throw from Parsons and he is out, Hitchcock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bloodworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Heath reaches second base with a double. Keltner scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. There goes Fleming trying to get to third. Kramer throws the ball into Higgins, who tags Fleming for the out. Two outs. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Hal White. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Mack, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Orris Hockett. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke now playing right field. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.